Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, an organization devoted to market-based healthcare solutions, has been since the beginning, and she's been joining me now for over 14 years talking about these things. Grace Marie, when we booked, as everybody knows, the Supreme Court has made their decision about the constitutionality of all or parts of what's now called Obamacare. And when we booked you to be on the show again, I think we probably said, okay, surely by Wednesday we'll have an answer, because I didn't think it would be later than Monday. And so we gave it our best shot, and as it turns out, it's going to be tomorrow, right? The announcement they've said, the announcement's going to be at 10 o'clock. Have they ever done that before? Have they ever telegraphed a time when a certain thing was going to be released, the Supreme Court?
Well, it's a little bit of process elimination, but they release decisions usually on Mondays at 10 a.m. from the bench. No recording, no cameras allowed. And the member of the justice who wrote the decision basically gives a brief summary, and then it's handed out in the press office. And because we basically have gotten all of the other major decisions done, of course, now we know that this Thursday, tomorrow, which they added an extra day, this will be the last day of the session before they all head out of town. And so we know it's going to be Obamacare, but it's going to be the third decision. So if anybody's tuned into their television set, they've got a couple of other decisions that got to release in the morning, and the Chief Justice is most likely going to be the author of this decision, which means that he will be last. And so I'm guessing somewhere around 10:17 or 10:20, we will have our decision tomorrow.
Eastern time.
And it's going to be complicated, Jim.
Yeah. Tell us why it's complicated. Talk to us about the moving parts.
There are four different issues that the court is considering, and they heard those in four different sessions over 3 days of argument in late March. The first is the mandate that we all have to purchase government-run health insurance, is the penalty for not buying it a tax or a fine?
And that's the individual mandate, not to be confused with the employer mandate.
Right. There are three major mandates, the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and the mandate on the states to dramatically expand their Medicaid program.
Right.
That's how government does things, rules, regulations, mandates, when the liberals are in charge. So we've got, so they have to first decide, is it a tax or a fine? If they decide it's a tax, then they cannot hear this. They have to wait until somebody pays the tax, which will not be until April of 2015.
Because the government has the ability to tax us.
It does have the ability, and the Anti-Injunction Act says that you cannot, that no one can challenge in court a tax until somebody actually pays it.
Right, okay.
So if they decide it's a tax, they're going to say, see you in 3 or 4 years,
right,
because we can't hear it until somebody pays that tax. If it's a fine, they say, okay, we can go forward.
And that's when the Commerce Clause comes into play, right?
Not yet. The Commerce Clause comes into effect when they talk about, is the individual mandate constitutional? Can the federal government tell us that we have to use our own money, after-tax money, to purchase an expensive private product that they've never done before? So is that taking the Commerce Clause too far for the federal government to regulate that?
Which means they could make us buy broccoli or bananas if they want to. I didn't mean to get ahead of you. Back to the decision on if it's a fine. What would be their decision on that? I mean, what would they?
Well, then all that says is if it's a fine, then we can proceed and go forward with deciding the other issue.
Okay. All right.
So
they literally could be
stopped.
You're saying that if they decide it's a tax, everything else gets on hold?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's it. That's the first door they have to get through. That's
and,
the entryway.
And if they can't get through that door, then it's over for 3 years.
That's right. So, okay. We can't hear the rest.
All right. So then they decided it's a fine.
So fine or tax. If it's a fine, we can go forward.
Go forward.
If it's a tax. See in three or four
okay.
years.
Okay, and if they go forward, if they decide to fine, they go forward, then one of the things would be this Commerce Clause.
Well, the first thing is this individual mandate,
right,
which the government is saying is constitutional under the Commerce Clause,
right,
and which the plaintiff, the 26 states and the NFIB, National Federation of Independent
mm-hmm.
Business, are all saying, no, you cannot force somebody to engage in commerce in order to regulate it. Somebody has to voluntarily first say,
right,
I'm going to engage in. So that's where the Commerce Clause as the justification
mm-hmm.
for the individual mandate. Then, third question, okay, let's say they decide that the individual mandate is unconstitutional. You can't tell people how to spend their after-tax
right.
money. Is it severable from the rest of the law? If it's not, then the whole rest of the law has to come down.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, if the individual mandate being the funding mechanism of the rest of the law, right? Is that the issue?
Well, not really, because the funding mechanism is $500 billion in new and other 20 different taxes,
right,
and $500 billion in cuts to Medicare.
But
that's just a way of forcing us all to engage.
But
in
what would the
health
well, I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought, because when we come back, this is really important. I want you to explain to us when we come back. Why does the individual mandate need to be severable? I mean, that whole severability thing, I want you to talk to us about that. We come back. Folks, Galen.org, Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, nobody on the planet has worked harder to understand this and, frankly, to try to end Obamacare. And that's why she's one of my heroes, because I think it should be ended as well. I've said that all along. Tintel, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.